Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Hammerin, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
A very friendly hello and good evening, baseball fans. Brendan Howe here, welcoming you into the Chiefs pregame show. A pleasure to have you join us here on this Friday night. We are awaiting game four of a six-game series as our Peoria Chiefs get sent to go up against the West Michigan Whitecaps once again here tonight. The Chiefs were in desperate need of a return to the win column, trying to avoid dropping the first three games of the week yesterday, and they did just that by earning themselves their 26th win of the year by a final of 13-9. Combined between the two teams last night's ball game had 22 runs on 24 hits and a pair of errors. Both were charged to the Chiefs, but it would not come back to bite them. Nathaniel Heredia would earn the win out of the bullpen, his third of the year. And after being held scoreless offensively through the first three innings, the Chiefs scored in the next five straight innings to finish off the ball game. L.J. Jones, Tyler Reichenborn, Carlos Soto, and Todd Lott each homered in the ballgame last night, with Francisco Hernandez, Thomas Francisco, and Ramon Mendoza all picking up at least one RBI to boot. Two names to highlight tonight that have really been having stellar months, one of whom I just mentioned, Mike Antico and L.J. Jones. Antico has reached base safely in 28 of his last 29 games now and is also riding a 9-game hit streak coming into the ball game this evening as well, while L.J. is on a 15-game on-base streak, 4 games away from Antico's team-leading 19-game stretch that he had snapped a couple of weeks ago. And to complete this Venn diagram, if you will, they've each driven in 10 runs in the month of June, so that's what they have in common. The bats have been heating up for both Antico and L.J., who have become everyday fixtures in this Peoria lineup. To keep the subject on the offensive part of the game, as that's what we've been seeing all week, at least it feels that way. Despite the Chiefs earning the win last night, West Michigan, they just continue to hit. This bunch could be considered the best offense in the league as they continue to lead the league in both average on-base percentage, slugging percentage, and home runs, while also striking out the second least amount of times. They struck out just 4 times in the ball game yesterday. This West Michigan bunch, one that absolutely loves to put the ball in play. They do not swing and miss often. I want to transition off the topic of X and O's, though, for just a second. There's been a lot of uniform talk, and we'll get into this as the broadcast goes on and into the middle innings. A lot of uniform talk on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network as of late, and the Chiefs will unveil another soon-to-be classic tonight, the Peoria Pork Tenderloins, a staple here in the Midwest. And, hey, it's just fun, right? You know, we've had the Stars and Stripes jerseys, the Orange Barrels, and now the Tenderloins, and I may have to go grab myself one of those sandwiches that I'm smelling right now. Keep it here. We'll be back in a flash for more of the Peoria Chiefs pregame show after these words right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerinIllinois.com/Peoria.
Brendan Howe back with you. Peoria Chiefs pregame show from the booth here at Dozer Park. We are moments away from game 4 of 6 this week between the West Michigan Whitecaps and, of course, our Peoria Chiefs. Let's give you a look at who's on the bump tonight for Peoria. It's the right-hander Wilfredo Pereira with a 3-2 record and a 3.22 ERA, making his fourth start this year. All three previous have come this month, where Pereira has been absolutely fantastic. In the month of June, the right-hander has allowed just a pair of earned runs over 15 innings of work. That's equivalent to a 1.20 ERA as a starter. Peoria is in search of a win to tie the series tonight with the Whitecaps, and you couldn't have handpicked a better starter for tonight based off recent trends than Pereira. On the other side, over in that third base dugout down the left field line, warming up in the bullpen currently, the lefty Brant Herter making his high A debut tonight after going 3-3 with a 2.98 ERA with low A Lakeland. He left the Flying Tigers with a bit of a sour taste in his mouth, though, after giving up 6 runs on the same number of hits over 5 frames in his last outing on June the 11th before the promotion. That start raised his ERA by more than a run, from a 1.93 to where he finished at a 2.98. The Chiefs will look to carry over a breakthrough night at the plate from last night into action in just a few minutes here at Dozer Park. And let's meet the lineup that will try to deliver the goods tonight, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. For the Chiefs, they enter tonight's contest with a record of 26-34. Mike Antico will lead it off in center field. Tyler Reichenborn behind him in left. Todd Lott in the three hole. He'll be the DH tonight. LJ Jones in the cleanup slot at first. Aaron Antonini behind the plate doing the catching. He'll bat fifth. Francisco Hernandez in the sixth spot at second base. Ramon Mendoza, the other middle infielder at shortstop, will bat seventh. Noah Mellinger in the eight hole, the left-handed hitting third baseman. And Tommy Jew will round out the order in right field with Wilfredo Pereira on the mound. Their opponents, West Michigan, 28-32 after the loss last night. Daniel Cabrera leads it off playing center field. Eliezer Alfonso behind the plate doing the catching, a switch hitter. First time we've seen him this week. Jake Holton, the left fielder, will bat third. Brian Packer, the cleanup hitter in right. Josh Crouch batting fifth, the DH. Austin Murr at first base batting sixth. Trey Cruz, the switch-hitting third baseman, bat seventh. Corey Joyce in the eight-hole at short. And Carlos Mendoza, making his debut in this series, will bat ninth and play second base with Brant Herter on the bump, making his high A debut. Lineup cards being exchanged. A gorgeous evening here on this Friday from Dozer Park. Fans still filing in, hitting the concession stands, and we are getting ready to roll. We'll hit one more break. We'll come back, give you a look at our game time temperature, brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling, the trip around the farm from last night, and a look at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. All that and more right here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Brendan Howe with you, finishing up the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. We are just a couple of moments away from the Chiefs taking the field, should I say the tenderloins. A bright and sunny evening in downtown Peoria, and a bit more comfortable tonight than the days that we've experienced this week. Temperatures around 88 degrees just before first pitch, and low humidity with winds blowing left to right at about 9 miles an hour. And a trip from around the organization from last night, Palm Beach 7-5 winners over Clearwater. Springfield, they were downed by Corpus Christi by a final of 5-3. Memphis beat up on Nashville. They took it 7-6 and a come-from-behind win. And the big club, the Cardinals, were off last night, but they are in Boston this weekend for a series with the Red Sox at Fenway Park. That gets underway tonight. We are just about set to go from Dozer Park. Game 4 between the Chiefs and the Whitecaps. Cody Schindler will join you for the action following this break on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time. And it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SethQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SethQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good evening, Chiefs fans. We are just about ready to go. Game number four of our six-game set. It's our Peoria Chiefs, 26-34 on the year, hosting the 28-32 West Michigan Whitecaps, the High A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Chiefs won last night in a wild one, 13-9. The look to back it up with Wilfredo Pereira on the mound. He's been fantastic as a starter on the year. He's 3-2 with a 3-2-2. Right-hander Pereira will face Cabrera, Alfonso, Holton at the top, Packard, Crouch, Murr in the middle, Cruz, Joyce, Mendoza rounded out for the Whitecaps. And the first pitch of tonight's game misses outside for ball one at 6:34 local time. Pereira, high late kick. The next one misses high. 2-0. Lineups brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Check them out on Brandywine Drive in Peoria. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. 2-0 pitch to Cabrera. Strike called on the outside edge. It's 2-1. Brian Pena, the skipper. Second year with the Whitecaps. Former Cardinals catcher. 2-1 from Pereira, liner foul down the right field line, out in front of a changeup at 82.
Chiefs are wearing their Peoria Pork Tenderloins specialty jerseys. It's a neat look. 2-2 pitch in the dirt, and I got a big chunk of the home plate umpire, Nathan Diedrich. Count full now, 3-2. Tenderloins jerseys. A, what do you call that, a light brown top? Almost the color of the breading that you would see on a pork tenderloin. Not the most appealing description. As Cabrera fouls off his front foot, we'll try again with a count at 3-2. Blue sleeves, blue numbers on the back. Baby, or rather navy blue ball caps with a bright orange bill. A two-legged tenderloin is the logo. A lot of fun. A swing and a foul back by Cabrera. Count will remain 3-2. Of course, the pork tenderloin, a Midwest staple. Not sure if it has extended to Michigan. Whitecaps fans listening, if you have a spot to grab a pork tenderloin, tweet at me, Cody Schindler _. Here's a tapper towards third. That's Menlinger. Charges, gloves, throws to first. One away. Pereira wins the early battle. He dispatches Cabrera. Defensive alignment for the Chiefs. Reichenborn and Tico and Jew left to right across the outfield. From third to first on the infield dirt, Menlinger, Mendoza, Hernandez, and Jones. The catcher is Aaron Antonini for Wilfredo Pereira. And what do we have here? Home plate umpire Nathan Diedrich. He needs a couple of baseballs. And our ball boy nowhere to be found. He thought it was a 7:05 first pitch. Hate when that happens. Now Brian Pena wants an explanation. I'm telling you, this series has seen just about everything. One of those things where, hey, you were supposed to bring the balls. Well, I thought you had them. The average lifespan of a baseball is what, 5 pitches maybe? If you're feeling lucky, 8? 10? Well, I've never seen this. A baseball delay right out of the hole here in the top of the first inning. I'll give some of the stragglers time to find their seats. And we've got a couple up here in the press box. So Pereira, with the one game ball that we have, just playing toss with Aaron Antonini. And we've got him. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we started a minute early. I'd love to know more about that post game. We'll ask around, see whose fault that was. All right, now we continue. Eliezer Alfonso, the batter. He takes a strike call. It's nothing and one. So, if you're keeping score at home, we've seen the following delays this year. Alfonso takes away for ball one. We've seen a truck delay. Remember back in April against the Great Lakes Loons when the fireworks truck drove onto the field? That was classic. 1-1 heater misses high and away. 2 balls and a strike. Now had a baseball delay. Lack of baseballs. Pereira, the late kick and the 2-1. Missed outside. Tried to backdoor that slider. Three balls and a strike on Alfonso, making his series debut. He was on the injured list earlier this week. Takes inside edge, count full 3-2. Another full count right out of the hole for Pereira. Ultimately got Cabrera to ground out on the payoff delivery. A breaker down and in for ball four. Alfonso works the one-out walk. Pereira does not walk a whole lot of guys on the air. Just 10 walks in 36 and two-thirds innings prior to that one. Jake Colton, the batter now. He's had a fine week here in Peoria. Takes a slider over for a strike. Count nothing and one. Holton from San Jose, California. Do you know the way to San Jose? He pummels one in the left center field. Antico, the center fielder, shading his eyes. And he's got it. He's able to locate that baseball after some early struggles. Holds it in medium deep left center for out number two. Holton just did get under that one, didn't he? He did not miss a homer by much. Two outs, Packard the opportunity. He takes a strike call to the outside edge, nothing and one. Early indications, looks like home plate umpire Nathan Dietrich might give the outside corner even a little off when a lefty steps in. On the stretch, the 0-1 home, that one too far off. 1-1. No score, top of the first, just underway. Packard lifts the 1-1 on the infield. Now drifting into the outfield, the shortstop Mendoza. He makes a catch to end the inning. Fredo Pereira, scoreless top of the first. We go to the bottom half. West Michigan, nothing. Peoria coming up on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
A friendly hello to Grant Herter, 6'6 lefty, 255 pounds, making his high A debut tonight. Herter will face this Peoria lineup is filled out by skipper Patrick Anderson. Antico, Reichenborn, and Lott at the top. Jones, Antonini, Hernandez in the middle. Mendoza, Menlinger, and Jew round things out. Herter was really good. Single A Lakeland, he pumps in strike one to get ahead of Mike Antico, who's reached base in 28 of his last 29. Lefty-lefty confrontation to kick off the bottom of the first. And Tico again shows bunt. He takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Murder works with pace. Next pitch. Misses upstairs. 1-2. 10 appearances, 6 starts with Lakeland, 3-3 with a 2.98. How about 57 punch-outs to 6 walks? 1-2 pitch, rolled foul towards the first base dugout. We'll do it again. Antico is a tough guy to K, no doubt about that. He's in protect mode now. Herder from the wind, another 1-2. Antico waves and misses for strike 3. What a start to his high A career. He gets a punch out to begin work tonight. West Michigan defensively, Holton, Cabrera, Packard, left center and right. Cruz, Joyce, Mendoza, and Murr from third to first on the infield dirt. The catcher for Herder is Eliezer Alfonso. Reichenborn offers at the first pitch and lifts it, fouling out of play right side. Reichenborn, he's had a fine series. He currently sports a 12-game on-base streak. One strike pitch. Reichenborn again swings and again fouls it away, this time over the first base dugout. Count nothing and two. Herder, 93-94 with the fastball early on. Two strike pitch missed high. 1-2. Herder, 23 years of age. It's 1-2 pitches, lined softly in the center, coming on Cabrera. It will land in front of him. Reichenborn extends that on-base streak right out of the hole. One-out single for the Chiefs left fielder. That gives Todd Lott an opportunity with a runner aboard. Lott, he homered last night, as did the man at first, Reichenborn. This pitch from Herder looked like a changeup. Missed down and away, 1-0. Chiefs is a team hit 4 homers, season high, in last night's 13-9 win. A football game broke out at Dozier Park. 1-0. Missed away, 2 balls and no strikes. Herder from Canton, Georgia. Played his college ball at Georgia Tech. Yellow Jackets. 2-0 offering just off the outside edge, perhaps up. 3 balls and no strikes. Rio offering. It's back in the count with a strike. 3-1. 3-pitch mix for the left-hander. Sinker, slider, change. Now a pick towards first. Reichenborn back standing. This is a Chiefs group that loves to run. There's a Bruce Springsteen joke in there somewhere. On the air, the Chiefs are 103 for 121. On offers at the 3-1 and fouls it away right side to fill the count at 3-2. Game number 4 of this series. Whitecaps took the first 2. The Chiefs won last night. It's been an offensive slugfest here this week. A couple of guys who have had some success this year trying to put a stop to that. There goes Reichenborn, the pitch outside for a ball. Lott draws the free pass. All right, first and second with one out for L.J. Jones, who is trending upwards and as fast as anybody. 15-game on-base streak for Jones. All of a sudden, is at 263 on the year. This guy who got off to a really slow start, was hampered by an injury, and has been locked in the last couple of weeks. Makes a slider for a strike, count 0-1. That was a sharp slide ball. Jones got a cement mixer of a breaking pitch last night, and he clobbered a three-run homer. 2-1 out the 0-1. Back to the slider. That one stayed up. One ball and one strike. Chiefs would love to jump out to an early lead. Has not been the case at any point in this series. Jones asked for time. Whitecaps, entry action tonight, put up 7 runs in the first inning. Fredo Pereira, the first Chiefs hurdler to blank him in that opening frame. 1-1 home, that pitch inside. 2 balls and a strike on L.J. Jones. Herder peers in. It's on the same page with his catcher, Alfonso. The 2-1. Again inside. Nearly a carbon copy of the previous pitch. 3 balls and 1 strike. Chiefs, when they score first this year, 17-13. 3-1 try. Jones fouls it at the plate. Got a big chunk of the catcher, Alfonso. Count full 3-2. While we have a moment, let's give you our game time temperature. Brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling, 87 degrees. Just a pristine night for baseball. It feels like 74 after some of the heat we've experienced this week. Not a cloud in sight tonight. There go the runners on the 3-2 pitch, which is chopped a mile high on the infield. And Reichenborn nearly overran the third base back. Cruz, the fielder, gloved it and tried to tag him out, but ruled safe was Reichenborn. It's an infield knock for L.J. Jones on maybe the highest chopper I've ever seen with my own two eyes. Where did that ball hit? Pitching coach Dean Stiles out to have a word. Did that ball actually hit the plate, or did that, again, hit the dirt directly out in front of the dish? This field has been in use a ton. Obviously, with Chiefs enjoying their first of 2 12-game homestands this season, infield has played hard and fast, no doubt about it. Meeting intercepted by Nathan Diedrich. As Aaron Antonini steps in, bases loaded, one out. Herder made quick work of the first lefty he encountered, Mike Antico. See what he does this time. First offering way outside, 1-0. Did not face a ton of lefties with single-A Lakeland. In fact, only 15 at-bats against left-handed hitters. 1-0 pitch over for a strike, count 1-1. Lefties were just 3-for-15. Much larger sample size for right-handers. They were just above water, above the Mendoza line, at 214. 1-1 pitch, lined sharply but foul to the right of first. Mancini a little ahead of that breaking pitch. Count now 1-2. Runner at third is Reichenborn. Lott is at second. L.J. Jones, the man at first. Here's the 1-2. Slider in the dirt. Athletic play by Alfonso. Just to glove that one. 2-2 now as the shadows creep in, as they usually do around this time of night. Two-two offering. Antonini fouls it back. We'll do it again. Right now, the mound mostly in the shade. Certainly the sunshine well in the background. Right side of the infield. Now you need your shades over there. Antonini waves and misses. Big punch out for Herder. Two out in the inning for Francisco Hernandez. Hernandez looking to get the Chiefs on the board in the first and get these Pork Tenderloins jerseys off to a great start. Debut of one of our new alter egos. This pitch to Hernandez, a strike called on the outer third. Change up. Count 0-1. Whitecaps again wearing their alternate navy blue tops with some baby blue piping. Baby blue numbers on their backs. As Hernandez lines one towards left field, but it's going to hang up for Holton, who makes the chest-high grab, inning over. Ball well struck by Hernandez, but nothing to show for as Herder wiggles out of trouble in the first. He strands three. We're off to the second. Fredo Pereira back to work when we return. A score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Josh Crouch went off the Whitecaps after the second. No score. Crouch, 319 batting average. He takes low for a ball, 1-0. He's been steady this week. You could say that about every Whitecaps hitter. They have hit the ball all over the yard. Pereira peers in. Works from the stretch despite the bases being empty. Fires high, 2-0. Austin Murr, Trey Cruz will follow. Infield shaded towards the left side. The 2-0 pitch is cranked a mile foul down the left field line. Nearly hit a passing Chevrolet. I'm sure Chevrolet needs the free advertisement in our broadcast, right? 2-1, a wave and a miss. 2-2. What would Chevy do if they didn't get casually name-dropped here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network? Where would they be? Next pitch from Pereira. It's lined towards right center field. It will be caught by a diving Tommy Jew. Ball held up there a little longer than I anticipated, and Jew took advantage. Sprawling grab in the gap. One down for Murr. Murr has had a fine series. Homered in last night's ball game, his first of the year. He checks on a high fastball and did not go, said Kenny Jackson, our base umpire. Murr gets the early step, 1-0. Next pitch, nearly a carbon copy. This time he went around with a check swing. 1-1. Pereira to the dish. His next one lined in the left to base knock. First hit for the Whitecaps, their second base runner. Murr continues his fine work this week. 1-1 out for Trey Cruz. Cruz, a switch batter. He was a third-round pick in the 2020 draft. There goes Murr on the first pitch. Strike called, and Antonini threw the baseball. Not sure if he had trouble with the exchange or just didn't like the look from the Peoria defense. It's a stolen base. Murr at second. Now the 0-1 pitch. That's fouled back to the netting. Sure, it's a fun weekend at Fenway Park. Two of baseball's most historic franchises, Cardinals and Red Sox. 1-1 tie. Nolan Arenado hit one way over the Green Monster to tie the game. Two-strike delivery, slider missed down. Maybe more of a curveball that time. 79, the radar gun. Ball and two strikes. Murr creeping off a second. The next delivery is grounded sharply in the left center, a base hit. Murr to third. He'll be waved around by Brian Pena. The throw from Antico is not in time. And the Whitecaps yet again strike first. It's 1-0. Trey Cruz has been up and down the lineup this week. Slotted in the 7th spot tonight, comes through. Passes the line to Corey Joyce. Joyce, a right-handed swinger. First pitch from Pereira. Late swing and a foul back. Count 0-1. So gave away Tommy Edman bobblehead this evening. Tommy's been playing pretty well, hasn't he? That's a bit of an understatement. 0-1 home. Swing and a pop-up beyond home plate. This will get out of play and land amongst the people. Gentleman nearly caught that ball in his cap. Tony, that's a dangerous game, right? If you're going with the cap, you've got to commit. Talked about that the other night. You can't take the hat off and then just kind of haphazardly stick it out. You've got to commit. 0-2 pitch high for a ball. Snap throw back to first. Cruz in without an issue. Double play depth up the middle. The 1-2 pitch, a check swing roller towards first. Jones took a peek at second. His only play is at first. He steps in the bag for out number two. Essentially a sack bunt. It's not the intention of Joyce. Give Carlos Mendoza an opportunity. Mendoza, his Whitecaps debut here in 2022. Spent some time at AA Erie last year. He takes a strike. It's nothing and one. So he's been all through this Tiger system. A Tiger system that got noticeably thinner with news this afternoon. Riley Green called up. He'll make his major league debut tomorrow. Prayer missed outside. It's 1-1. If you're not familiar with Green, you should be. 1-1 pitch, a wave and a miss. Now 1-2. Green just 21 years old. He was the fifth overall pick in the 2019 draft. Shot up the Tiger system. 1-2 home, a wave and a miss. Pereira gets a K to end the inning, but the Whitecaps break through for a tally. We're through 1.5. 1-0 Whitecaps on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Ramon Mendoza set to lead off the Chiefs half of the second. Mendoza, Menlinger, and Jew do 7-8-9 against Brant Herter, who now has a 1-0 cushion. His first pitch misses upstairs, 1-0. Just had a pretty stiff gust of wind. I didn't know it was supposed to windy this evening. Mendoza fouls away, 1-1. I need some paperweights. That stuff flying around all year. Haven't learned. Mendoza fouls it back, 1-2. This is the only series between these two foes this season. Herter's 1-2, misses down and in, a little back foot slider. 2-2 the count. Here's the next offering. Swinging a ground ball towards short. Joyce gets it on the big hop and throws a strike to first to retire Mendoza, his defensive counterpart. One away, here's Noah Mendlinger. Menlinger 202 on the year, no homers. 6 runs driven in. First pitch, a wave and a miss. Count nothing and one. Henlinger bats from the left side. This is not an easy AB. There runs one up and in. Ball and a strike. He's a big, tall dude, man. 6 feet, 6 inches tall. We've got a lot of big guys coming out of their pen as well. One heater misses away. 2-1. I wonder if that's an organizational philosophy. 2-1 delivery. Ran up and in. Henlinger had to limbo out of the way. 3 balls and a strike. From the wine, the next offering. And it's a strike called. Henlinger was strutting down that first baseline before Nathan Diedrich told him, hey, turn back around. Count full 3-2. Herter already has 2 strikeouts to his line. Payoff pitch. Fouled off Menlinger's front foot. Herter racked up some big strikeout numbers at Single A Lakeland. He had a couple of really impressive performances. Perhaps none better than his start on May 26th at Tampa. 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run it was earned. No walks, 11 strikeouts. It's pretty good. On the payoff pitch, Menlinger spoils it foul as he chops into the first base dugout. Still 3-2. Lefty-lefty battle. The payoff delivery is a called strike 3. Pitcher's pitch. How much you do with that one if you're Noah Menlinger? Even if you identify that pitch and you can take a hack at it, there's not a whole lot that can come out of that pitch. Two down for Tommy Jew. He takes a lively sinker for strike 1. I like this kid. This Brant Herter making his high A debut. Next delivery down and in, 1-1. Look, can I know what you're thinking? Well, he's a top 30 prospect by MLB Pipeline. Yeah, he's talented. 2 waves and misses out in front of a changeup. It's 1-2. The look he gives you, 6 feet, 6 inches tall. He works quickly, throws hard. It's got to be an uncomfortable AB. He spikes the slider. That's got to be uncomfortable. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herter looking for a 1-2-3 second. Left-hander fires. Jew taps it foul back towards the Whitecaps on deck circle. Brian Pena just made couple of young ladies' day in the front row. Gave them each a baseball. There's a swing and a foul back by Jew. What a night for those two youngsters. They've got their bobbleheads sitting there on the ledge. Now they each have a baseball. It's only the second inning. Jew waves and misses. Strike 3, back foot slider. And through 2 innings, Brant Herter, he's punched out 4 Chiefs batters. Well, up to the third, 1-0 West Michigan on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Shake Peoria off my mind.
adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Top of the Whitecaps order due here in the third, leading by a penny. 1-0 the score. Wilfredo Pereira back to work. He gets a swing and a miss. Count nothing and one. Let's tell you more about Wilfredo's dominance as a starter. I think that's fair to say, right? One pitch is fouled back to the netting to make it nothing and two. He filled in for John Beller back on May 1st. It was just a spot start at the time. Two-pitch grounded softly to second, right at Hernandez. He makes the play. One out in the top of the third. But on that June 1st, it was a day game. 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks. He punched out 5. Again, it was an emergency outing. So he only threw 59 pitches. Comes back on June 7th, 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs. He punches out 8. First pitch to Alfonso is fouled back to the seating bowl. Count nothing and one. And then against Quad Cities on the 12th, made 2 starts in that series. As Alfonso lines one sharply to right for a knock. Be the third hit of the game for West Michigan. Pereira, 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 run. It was unearned. 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. He took the loss. But in 3 starts this year, again, all these numbers entering action tonight, he was 2-1 with a 1.20 earned run average. 1.20. Holton is swinging a foul back on the first pitch. Count nothing and one. His stuff plays very well as a starter, and on cue, he plunks Holton. Holton, or 93, that can't feel particularly pleasant. It's Michigan in business, however, 2-1 for Packard. Pereira's had a ton of success against the Whitecaps. He made 2 starts. Rather, 2 appearances against West Michigan last year. 11 innings, no runs. He allowed just 3 hits. His pitch to Bryant Packard missed down and in, 1-0. 11 innings, no runs, 3 hits. I mean, 2 appearances against the Whitecaps. 1-0 try. Slide ball froze Packard. Count 1-1. Pereira was one of the best pitchers in the Cardinals organization last year. Here's a ground ball through the hole in the right side, a base hit. Alfonso to third. He will be waved around. The throw to the plate is cut off. Alfonso slides in safely. It wasn't pretty, but the run counts all the same. It's 2-0 Whitecaps. perhaps Western Michigan, tired of me singing Pereira's praises. It's so good as a starting pitcher and so good against this club. Three straight reaches for Josh Crouch. Pereira to the plate. Crouch chases one up and out of the zone for strike one. Crouch DH tonight. He skied to right in the second inning. In fact, he was robbed of a hit by a diving Tommy Jew. Pereira's 0-1, misses away. One ball and one strike. How about a ground ball right at Ramon Mendoza? Instead, it's a line drive towards center. Antico coming on. He can't make the catch. Picked it off the outfield grass. Scoring on the play, Holton. And it's now 3-0 Whitecaps on a sinking line drive single from Josh Crouch. Whitecaps just keep hitting. So Austin Murr now, left-handed batter. Very quiet with those hands. First pitch home. Shows bunt. He fouls it into the mitt. Throw back to second, and they got him. Antonini throws behind Packard. They pick him off 2-6. The naked eye, I thought Packard may have got back in there. Kenny Jackson had a different opinion. That was swinging a line drive to right. Jew going back. He makes a leaping grab to rob Murr of extra bases. Ball well struck. Murr's hit a couple balls hard tonight, but that time he's unsuccessful. Whitecaps push across two more, however, and they lead it 3-0. So we venture to the Chiefs half of the third. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerenIllinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by Made Fresh In-House A&W Root Beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Chiefs with some work to do now, trailing 3-0 as we get set to kick off the bottom of the third. Top of the order due here are Antico, Reichenborn, and Lott. Get their second look at Brant Herter. Big tall left-hander, four punch outs through two. First pitch to Antico. Line towards left center field. Cabrera, the center fielder, was shaded that way, and he makes the catch. Much closer to left than center. Read a scouting report, one pitch, one out in the Peoria half of the third. Here's Reichenborn now. Extended his on-base streak with a single in the first. Delivery from Herder. Reichenborn was taking all the way. Takes a knee-high strike. Nothing and one. Reichenborn. Very quiet on that front foot. He pops this one up into foul territory. Murr to the railing will watch it sail out of play. Nothing and two, the count. Reichenborn, see a whole lot of guys do this. He just does not take a stride with that front foot. Tries to really sit on that back hip and generate his power that way. Two offering just missed off the outside edge. Now one and two. From the line, the next pitch home. Look out, nearly hit Reichenborn. Clearly the game plan with that slider is to throw it to right-handers, try to get it to finish at their back foot. A 2-2, a swing and a miss. Reichenborn may have offered it ball three. He punches out, two away for Todd Lott. Lott walked in the first. The Chiefs actually loaded the bases in that first inning. Came up empty. Lott, a right-handed batter. He waves and misses. He's trying to park his fourth homer in a Chiefs uniform. Herder again able to get ahead. On the one-strike serve. Swinging a line drive towards left. Coming on a late break. Holton makes a sliding grab to end the inning. First step was back, but he was able to recalibrate and make a sliding snag. Three up, three down go the Chiefs in the third. We're off to the fourth. Brendan Howe will join you when we return. 3-0 West Michigan in game four of this series on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Brendan Howe with you as we go to the top of the fourth from Dozier Park. Bottom third of the Whitecaps order, Trey Cruz, Corey Joyce, Carlos Mendoza against Wilfredo Pereira. 3-0 score as we approach the middle innings here on this Friday night. First pitch from Pereira misses away for a ball, 1-0. Cruz 1-for-1, an RBI base hit, his first time around in the second. 3 runs on 5 hits for the Whitecaps as their offense just continues to roll. 1-0 from Pereira, popped up, that'll get out of play. Count evens up 1-1. Talked to you in the pregame show about just how good the stuff has been as a starter for Pereira. It's been the month of June where he's made all three of his starts. 1-1 pitch, took something off, missed outside, 2-1. A 1.2 ERA as a starting pitcher for the right-handed Pereira here in June. 2-1. Another off-speed pitch, missed the corner. 3 balls and a strike. He's allowed just 2 earned runs over 15 innings of work as Pereira. 3-1 pitch home. Fastball, cut and a miss. Cruz with a healthy hack at that one. Count fills up, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff coming, here it is. Off the end of the bat, swatted it left side, and that will retreat over the berm down in left field, out of play. Count hold will do it again. Fastball at 92. Cruz a little bit late, just able to get a piece to stay alive. Next 3-2, here it comes. Breaking ball down, and he lost him. Leadoff walk for Cruz. Been up twice, been on twice now. That sets the table for Corey Joyce. Joyce bounced into a 3 unassisted his first time. Not just the first time that the Whitecaps have had the leadoff man on tonight. First time in 4 tries. First pitch from Pereira. Fastball sizzles through the zone. Belt high for a strike. Again, if you're just tuning in, 3-0 our score. The Whitecaps on top. Their offense has been cranking early yet again tonight. Pereira from the stretch, a toss over to first. Back in with a dive goes Cruz. 1 run in the second off the RBI base hit from the man at first, Cruz, and then 2 more in the third after back-to-back hits from Bryant Packard and Josh Crouch. That has us where we sit currently. Pereira's 0-1. High fly ball into right center field. Jew patrolling after it, looking up into the evening sun and makes the catch. 1 gone, back to the bag at first goes Cruz. And now a turn for Carlos Mendoza, who struck out his first time. Pereira looking for a bounce back inning here after giving up runs in each of the last 2 frames. He's going to have to keep this deficit right where it is if Brent Herter's going to continue to throw the ball the way he has in the last couple innings. Pitch from Pereira down and in for a ball. Spiked a fastball in the dirt. 1 ball, no strikes. The Chiefs will send the middle third of their order. LJ Jones, Aaron Antonini, Francisco Hernandez to the plate in the bottom of the fourth when we get there. Before the 1-0, Pereira looks over to first. Half-hearted toss, and Cruz goes diving in. Pereira trying to get the Peoria bats back to the plate. It's been 8 in a row set down by Herter for the Whitecaps. 1-0 pitch. Fly ball into left center field. Antigo on his horse, ranging back, and he misses it. It'll one-hop the fence. Digging for third is Cruz. They're going to send him to the plate. Here comes the throw from Mendoza. It's cut off, and it's an RBI triple from Carlos Mendoza to make it a 4-0 game. Antico had a long way to go into the alley to range after that one and just came up short. Rattled against the wall and had plenty of time to allow Cruz to score from first. And another RBI hit for this Whitecap bunch that just continues to crank out the hits. Peoria pulls the infield in now with Mendoza off third. First pitch, breaking ball missed. The start out, Daniel Cabrera 1-0. Cabrera 0-for-2 in the ballgame to this point. Bounced out to third and then grounded to second. Pereira set, fires a 1-0 pitch. Fastball, punched foul. 1-2, or 1-1 rather, excuse me. Peoria infield in all the way around, toes on the lip of the grass. A 5th run of the game stands 90 feet away. It's a slider that missed. 2 balls and a strike. Cabrera came into action tonight. The average at 386. Granted, it's a small sample size, but he can definitely swing the bat as he's been the table setter at the top of this Whitecaps order. Not that they really need one. They've got a whole bunch of centerpieces in this order. Everybody can swing the bat. As Patrick Anderson's out to have a chat with Pereira as well as the rest of the infield has joined the festivities. This start has been unlike anything that we've seen from Pereira to this point. Talked to you about just how good he had been coming into the ballgame tonight. Anything can happen when you go up against this Whitecaps team. The record shows that they've struggled a little bit, but here in this series, they've given the Chiefs all they can handle and then some. They seem like an offense that could be described as tops in the Midwest League. 2-1 to Cabrera. Fastball down and in. 3-1. If you're just joining us here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, 4-0. West Michigan on top in game 4 of this series. Here comes a 3-1. Chopper up the first baseline, foul. And the count will go full 3-2. The series set for 6 games. Got one coming tomorrow night. It's regularly scheduled 6:35 start time, followed by a Father's Day matinee at 1:35 to close the series. Chiefs will then head on the road to South Bend. Payoff from Pereira. A bouncer toward first base. Up the ladder goes Jones to corral it and tag the bag at first for the out, but the run will score as Mendoza crosses the plate. That makes it a 5-0 game on the RBI ground out. So two away for Eliezer Alfonso. So that makes it a 5-0 game now. A walk in the first for the Whitecaps catcher, and then a single and scored in the third. That's now at the bases, clear and two gone. Takes a strike on the outer edge there. 0-1. Despite the scoreboard not being beautiful, it is a gorgeous day for baseball here in downtown Peoria. The 0-1 is spiked to the dish. 1-1 as Pereira buried a curve. Much more comfortable temperatures than what we've experienced here in Peoria this week, that's for sure. 1-1. Fastball in tight. Just missed the inside part of the plate, 2-1. Remember back to the early part of the week, we were up in the high 90s with the heat index and the humidity and everything, over 100. It was just not pleasant. So 2-1 is inside again. 3-1. Pereira having some trouble locating the edges here. Trying to avoid surrendering the second free pass of the inning. Here's the pitch. It's outside for 4. Third time Alfonso's been on already. A couple of walks and a base hit. And that'll bring in Jake Holton. Had himself a dynamite series opener, did Holton. A couple of home runs and 7 RBIs. He was the big contributor for West Michigan in that contest. A grand slam in the fifth inning, and then a go-ahead homer in the eighth. Looks at a strike that dips into the middle part of the zone, 0-1. It's flown out to center and was hit by a pitch and scored in the third tonight. 0-1. On a line to left, charging inwards is Reichenborn to make the catch, and that will retire the side. 6 men come to the plate in the inning. Whitecaps add on 2 more to make it a 5-0 ball game here from Peoria on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Jones will make his way to the plate to start off the bottom of the fourth for the Chiefs. They have a mountain to climb. They trail it 5-0 as we go to the home half of the fourth. Herter pumps in a first pitch fastball for a strike to start out Jones, 0-1. Brant Herter making his high A debut with the Whitecaps tonight. Here he comes on an 0-1. Jones swings, lifts a high fly ball into left. Holton trotting back to the track. Now circles back inwards to make the catch on a dead sprint toward the infield. That ball hung up there for a long time, had some weird spin on it that sent Holton trotting back. He had a beat on it the whole way. Then with the wind swirling down at field level, sent the ball all the way back inwards. Holton had to come charging in to get it, and Antonini takes the first pitch off the elbow guard. And I'm not sure who got the worst of that, Antonini or Alfonso, who's down behind the plate. Alfonso is having some trouble putting weight on that right leg, it looks like, as Antonini gets down to first base. I'm not sure Alfonso even got a glove on that one. The athletic trainer is out for the Whitecaps. Sean McFarland taking a look at him. Brian Pena also checking on his catcher. Well, Antonini will be at first following the one out hit by pitch. And good to see Alfonso standing up now. He's trying to shake out that right leg. Could hear an audible noise after the pitch was delivered. Whether it was the elbow guard of Antonini and then the leg of Alfonso, hard to tell. And it looks like he's going to stay in the game here. Wants the glove back from Brian Pena, gets it, and now a hand from the fans here at Dozier Park. So certainly good news to see Alfonso able to get some feeling back in that right leg, perhaps maybe a stinger. Sure, I'll have a mark there a little bit later on. Maybe a bruise or two. Brian Pena knows what that's like. Former big league catcher. Here's Francisco Hernandez now. First pitch misses away. One ball, no strikes. Been an impressive outing for Herter to this point. He struggled a little bit in the first inning. Worked himself into some hot water with the bases loaded jam, but was able to elude that. And then after that, it was 8 in a row retired before that hit by pitch. Actually, technically 9 in a row. Misses here with a breaker, 2-0. After L.J. Jones flew out to start this inning, that was a strand of 9 in a row. It went 1-2-3 in the second and third. Hernandez ahead 2-0 the pitch. Half-hearted swing. He went around for a strike, 2-1. Tried to hold the bat back in time. Could not control the barrel through the zone. Hernandez lined out to left field his first time. Trying to put a good swing on one here. Keep the line moving. One pitch misses down in by the shoe tops. Three balls and a strike. Herter, a 3-3 record, a 2.98 ERA with the low-A Lakeland Flying Tigers. 3-1. Hernandez taps this one foul. It goes up and over the netting off the sweet level. And back down to the seating bowl for a youngster to scoop up. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff from the lefty. Here it comes. Hernandez swings, lifts it in the air to right center field. Cabrera chasing it back at the wall, and it's gone! Francisco Hernandez puts a charge into one, his third of the year. And the Chiefs are on the board, make it a 5-2 game. A third hit of the ball game for the Chiefs. And it brings home two. Well, they lived by the long ball last night, that's for sure, as Ramon Mendoza fouls one away for strike one. Pitch from Herter. Breaking ball, middle for a strike. Quickly 0-2 on Mendoza. And for Hernandez, he's had a couple of big hacks the last couple of days. He was looking to drive one out and finally got his pitch. Went opposite field with it. And now time asked for. Patrick Anderson is talking to the home plate umpire, Nate Diedrich, from down the third baseline. Not quite sure what this is all about now. Nate Diedrich pointed out to left center field. Patrick didn't seem too pleased with the verdict there. Nonetheless, here's the 0-2. It's down and in off the shin guards of Alfonso, and it rolls toward the West Michigan dugout. Ball and two strikes. Mendoza 0-for-1. Ground out to shortstop his first time. Herter rocks and deals a 1-2. Wave and a missed strike three. Buried a slider on the back foot. Hernandez came up empty on the swing, or rather Mendoza. Well, the Chiefs shortstop 0-for-2, and I'll turn it over to Noah Menlinger now. So the Chiefs answering the two runs in the top of the fourth with two of their own now. Cut it back to a three-run ball game. First pitch to Noah, swing and a miss. Slider fell off the table. 0-1. Herter ready, kicks and fires, high and tight with a heater. And Noah started to head down to first base there. Thought that hit him. Home plate umpire Nate Diedrich just gave him a quick shake of the head and said, nope, counts 1-1. I think Menlinger thought that might have clipped his jersey. There was no hesitation there. He dropped the bat and was dead set on getting to first base. Here's the 1-1. Another heater, missed away. Two balls and a strike. Herter tried to clip the corner. Noah 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight. Big swing and a miss. Healthy hack on a fastball down by the knees. 2-2. Francisco Hernandez getting the Chiefs on the board here in this inning tonight. Two-run shot, 2-2 pitch. Just missed by a hair off the corner. Count fills up as Menlinger stays alive, 3-2. Tommy Ju hoping for a chance. He waits on deck. Payoff from Herter on the way. Wave and a miss, strike three. Down goes Menlinger, back-to-back strikeouts of Mendoza and Noah to end the bottom of the fourth inning. But the Chiefs claw back a little closer off the two-run jack from Francisco Hernandez. It's West Michigan 5 and Peoria 2 and the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Go to the top of the fifth. West Michigan back to the plate. Brian Packer, Josh Crouch, Austin Murr, middle third of the order, 4, 5, and 6 against Wilfredo Pereira. Right-hander set out of the stretch, kicks and fires. It's a first pitch breaking ball that missed. 1-0 to start the inning. Packard popped out to short, single home, a run in the third tonight. 1-0 from Pereira, here it comes. Breaking ball, that one nips the corner. One ball, one strike, staying away on the first couple of pitches to Packard here in this at-bat. Batting in the cleanup spot in right field tonight for the Whitecaps, 1-1. Inside out, swing and look out into the West Michigan dugout. Sent a couple of members up on the railing, ducking for cover there. One, two, Pereira trying to put him away, and he does. Held on to behind the dish by Antonini. Strike three, and down goes Packard for our number one to bring up Josh Crouch. That's the bread and butter for Pereira there. When he can have that breaking pitch working, he can use that off of the fastball. That's the money pitch. First one is tapped at the dish. Nothing in one to Crouch. He got a piece of himself there after on the back part of that swing. 1-for-2 on the evening is the West Michigan DH. RBI base hit and a fly out to right field. There is action in the Peoria bullpen down the right field line. Right-hander loosening up. A 1 from Pereira. Right side, foul ball up into the sweet level. Nothing in two. These two teams foul off a ton of close pitches. I want to get the count to two strikes on Crouch. Here comes Pereira to the plate. Cutting a miss for strike three. It's into the dirt. Antonini out from behind the plate. He lobs it down to first to finish off the strikeout. Back-to-back K's for Pereira to open up the top of the fifth. Here comes Austin Murr, but back to the subject of those foul balls for just a second. We had a bit of a delay, I guess you could call it. Not really a delay, but more of a mix-up. We did not have a bucket of extra baseballs. So when the home plate umpire's pockets ran out in the top of the first inning, and a couple of minutes of a delay as we had to run down to grab the bucket of balls. First pitch fouled away to Murr, nothing in one. Right on cue, and there it is, another foul ball. These two teams, they spoil a ton of put-away pitches. They make you throw extras, and they finally get theirs. And West Michigan especially, they've been able to do some damage when they get the good one. A one from Pereira on a line to first, but foul. Down toward the Peoria pen. Nothing in two, so a chance for Pereira to retire the side on strikes here. Austin Murr has not been an easy guy to put away. Stutters here. The 0-2 is up high. One ball, two strikes. And there's that deception from Pereira. Trying to throw off the hitter's timing. Johnny Cueto-esque. Raises the leg as if he's going to come home. Pauses, lowers it, and then throws. 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Wilfredo Pereira. 3 Ks in the frame. It gets the Whitecaps in order. Chiefs trail it by three, 5-2 our score. Halfway home from Dozer Park on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Come.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Tommy Jew under the box to start us off in the bottom of the fifth. 5-2 game. Peoria trailing here at home at Dozer Park. First pitch of the inning is swatted foul off to the right for strike one. A Julie call to the bullpen brings upon a familiar face in this series. We've seen him once already. It's the right-hander Bryce Tassin. Comes on in relief of Brent Herter, whose high A debut comes to a close. A one pitch to Tommy. Popped up foul. That'll retreat onto the roof here at Dozer Park. Tassin's outing came a couple of days ago back on Wednesday. Left the game with a no decision after giving up a run through an inning and a third. A couple of hits, no walks, no strikeouts for the right-hander in that effort. 0-2 to Tommy. Opposite way, a number down the line and right as that'll get into the corner. Chu hitting the bag at first, trying to turn on the Jets for second. The throw, not in time. A hustle double for Tommy Chu. Good play by Packer to cut that ball off before it rolled any further. He's able to scoop it up in plenty of time, but Tommy Jew's wheels is too fast for Packer to recover and make a throw. Tommy almost overslid the bag there. Went charging in so hard that he nearly slid over the top of the bag. He went head first in. Now here's Mike Antico now. So a good start to the inning is Chiefs trying to cook something up. Antico goes the opposite way down the line, and that's a fair ball. That'll score Tommy Jew. Antico's thinking two, and he'll coast in with a double, trading places with Tommy to make it a 5-3 game. Mike Antico picking up an RBI. his 24th of the year. Chiefs back to within two here. Here's Tyler Reichenborn now. Back-to-back doubles for the Chiefs. One a little more conventional than the other. They both count the same in the box scores. Reichenborn looks at a breaking ball away. So a rude greeting to Bryce Tassin from this Chiefs offense. Made their living in the middle innings last night. They did it with the long ball yesterday. And now doing it with a couple of doubles here in the bottom of the fifth. Back to a two-run game at 5-3. Tassin looks to second. 1-0 pitch home. Reichenborn sends a blooper into shallow right field. Drifting back to second baseman Mendoza to make the catch. No advance for Antico as he stays put at second base. One gone for Todd Lott. Over 1 with a walk tonight is Todd. We'll give you the numbers on West Michigan starter Brant Herter in just a minute. Action continues down the right field line in the Peoria pen. Looks like it could be Wilfredo Pereira loosening. First pitch to Todd. Breaking ball down. Check, swing, appeal, and no go, says Ken Jackson. Lott patiently awaiting the 1-0. Here it comes from Tassin. Fastball knee high, taken for a ball. 2-0. Believe I had a slip of the tongue a moment ago and said it was Wilfredo Pereira warming up in the bullpen. That would not be the case. It would be Leonardo Taveras. 2-0 from Tassin. Taking all the way is Lott. Looks at one on the outside corner. 2-1. Lott homered in the ballgame last night in the seventh inning. His third of the season. Of course, he packs a punch with the bat offensively, no doubt. Can send one a mile. 2-1. Took something off, finds the outside corner. Levels the count at 2-2 on Todd. Tico, a walking lead off of second. Peoria trying to add on here in this fifth inning and put some pressure on the Whitecaps. 2-2 on the way. Lott swings and misses for strike three. Breaking ball tied him up inside. Big out number two for Tassin. That'll bring up L.J. Jones. While we have a minute, we'll give you the final line on the starter, Brant Herter. Four innings, a couple of runs on three hits, a walk, and seven strikeouts. Not a bad first outing at all in your high A debut. If you're Brant Herter, you're probably feeling pretty good about yourself right now. The one mistake, the home run to Francisco Hernandez. And here is Jones. First pitch to him, taking all the way for a strike. Five runs, six hits for the Whitecaps. Three runs, five hits for the Chiefs. No errors for either side. Tico had the RBI double. He's still at second, 0-1 to Jones. A healthy cut and a miss. Quickly 0-2 as Jones backs out of the box. Wants to take a couple seconds to regroup. Trying to keep the pressure on the right-hander out of the pen. And now the 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt, chested up by Alfonso to keep Antico at second. L.J. Jones gave one a ride over the wall and left last night. He homered as well. Chiefs homered four times in the game last night. Jones with a three-run homer. Tyler Reichenborn with a two-run shot. Carlos Soto had the big one. Tied the ballgame up at eight at the time. Then Todd Lott with his solo shot. 1-2. Jones, wave and a miss. Over Rancy there. Swung at a pitch outside the zone for strike three. Back-to-back K's ends the frame for Tassin, but the RBI double from Antico adds a little more intrigue to this one. Chiefs trail up by two, 5-3 our score. To the sixth we go on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Six from Dozer Park, 5-3 West Michigan on top of the Chiefs. A Julie call to the bullpen ends the night for Wilfredo Pereira and starts the night for Leonardo Taveras. He pumps in a first pitch strike to start off Trey Cruz. Bottom third of the order due for West Michigan here in the inning. A one from Taveras. A pie, couldn't find the top of the zone. One ball, one strike. Numbers on the air for Taveras, a 2-0 record, a 3-1-2 ERA. Not usually featured in a middle inning role. Here's the 1-1 on a line to center field. Antico closing in will make the catch on the move to his left. And one gone to begin the top of the sixth for Corey Joyce. Rest of the numbers on the season for Taveras, 17 and a third innings pitch, 6 runs on 10 hits, 10 walks to 31 strikeouts. So that ratio one that Taveras will certainly live with. And he's picked up 3 saves on the year. In steps Joyce, who's 0-for-2, swings it from the right side. First pitch dusts him off the plate a bit. One ball, no strikes. 96 on the gun from Taveras that time. Was signed as a non-drafted free agent back in 2016. Next pitch dropped into the bottom of the zone for a strike. Looks like a change piece, 1-1. Joyce rolled one to first, flew out to right. First time seeing Taveras, 1-1 pitch. Excuse me, swing. He bounces it foul to the backstop. 1-2. Caught in between on a pitch down and away. Taveras looking to hold serve and keep this deficit where it is at 2 and give the Chiefs offense a chance to climb back into this one. 1-2 pitch is swatted away, foul. Well off to the right, out of play. Count a hold will do it again. Give you the numbers on Chiefs starter Wilfredo Pereira, who has exited the ballgame in just a moment. After the 1-2 pitch on the way. Bouncer toward third, foul. Rattles into the West Michigan bullpen. Pereira's night comes to a close after 5 innings, allowing 5 runs on 6 hits. Walked 3 and fanned 4. Taveras trying to put away Joyce. Next 1-2 pitch. Just able to get a piece off the bottom of the barrel of the bat that time to stay alive. Nate Diedrich will refill his pockets. Taveras is already ready to go. He's working from the first base side of the rubber. He's down in the stretch already. Joyce isn't even back in the box yet. Very quick worker is Leonardo out there. Now everybody's ready for the next 1-2. Here it comes. It's another breaking ball and another foul ball. Going back to that common theme with these two offenses, they foul off a lot of pitches. Make your pitchers work. Another 1-2. Fastball down and in. Tavares said, you're not going to foul this one off. Troy Safford at that one. The best he's doing is chopping it straight into the ground. Count 2-2. Tavares set the pitch. Breaking ball bounces right back to him on the mound. Cuts off some distance and underhand flips to Jones at first for the out. A 1-3 put away for number 2, and that'll bring in Carlos Mendoza. Mendoza, the number 9 man, which has been a spot in the order for West Michigan this week that has had some good production. Ben Malgieri was the number 9 man a night ago. Reached 3 times. Had a base hit, an error, and reached on a fielder's choice night before that. As Mendoza cuts and misses through a changeup outside, nothing at 1. Night before that, it was Malgieri as well. He had a couple of base hits and an RBI. Normally, you think is the bottom of the lineup is one of the softer portions of the order. Not the case for West Michigan. So no one breaking ball misses downstairs. Like we've talked about numerous times this week, 1 through 9, this team just comes at you. Everybody not afraid to take some healthy cuts. The 1-1 pitch is popped up left side and it will travel foul out of play. 1-2. Chiefs will send Antonini, Hernandez, and Mendoza to the plate. And we get to the bottom of the 6th momentarily. 1-2 from Tavares. Breaking ball up high. Not much bite to that one at all. 2-2. 5-3 our score. If you're just tuning in here, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Happy to have you along for the ride tonight. 2-2 from Tavares. Bouncer towards second base. In on a hop is Hernandez to field and fire, and the inning's over. Not too shabby for Tavares out of the bullpen. He gets the Whitecaps in order, 1-2-3. The Chiefs still trail it by a pair. It's 5-3 as we move along on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Tanini digs in from the left side of the plate to kick us off in the bottom of the 6th. First pitch swinging, he bounces one foul right side. And the Chiefs dug out for strike 1. Bryce Tassin back to the mound. Second full inning out of the pen. 0-1 to Antonini. Breaking ball. Misses down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. 5-3 your score if you're just tuning in. Chiefs trail it by two here at home. They've battled back, though, in the last couple of trips to the plate. They've scored in both of those innings. Two in the fourth, one in the fifth. 1-1 pitch. Gotten a miss from Antonini. Tassin fooled him with a breaking ball that dropped off the surface there. Aaron 0-1, a hit by pitch and a run scored tonight. 1-2 pitch to him. Spoils one foul to the on-deck circle. Nice play by Francisco Hernandez there. Stuck the barrel of the bat out to tap it to himself on a bounce. How about that? That's some good barrel control. 1-2, that misses down. Two balls, two strikes. Combined 8 runs and 11 hits in the ballgame. We had 22 runs and 24 hits combined between these two squads last night. That was a doozy of a ballgame if you missed that one. 2-2 to Antonini. Bouncer toward first base. Played behind the bag. It's going to be fair. And Murr will step on the bag for a 3 unassisted. Ken Jackson right there to make the call. Murr wasn't too sure, but he fielded the ball anyways and able to trot to the bag to retire Antonini. Here's Francisco Hernandez. Lined out to left and then drove a two-run homer over the wall in right center. First one to him. Knee-high strike on a fastball at 87. Tassin, not a guy that'll blow you away with lining up the radar type stuff. 0-1. Big hack and a miss. Elevated one to the top of the zone. 0-2. Trying to punch that one to the batter's eye in center with that swing. 0-2 coming. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Hernandez tied up inside, and the breaking ball puts him away. And here's Ramon Mendoza now. 0-2, bounced out to short, struck out in the fourth. Both starters now out of this ball game. It's a bullpen game from here on out as the Whitecaps have more action down the left field line as Mendoza looks at one for a strike. Middle curve. Tassin gets his sign out of the stretch. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball swatted back to the backstop. 0-2. Mendoza trying to hang around and keep the inning going for Noah Mendlinger, who waits on deck. 0-2 from Tassin. Missed down and away. Good one to waste. A ball and two strikes. Mendoza switched his number up on us this week. He usually sports 49. This week, number one with these specialty jerseys. Sends the 1-2 pitch foul off to the right. These pork tenderloin jerseys, these might be winners. I mean, these things are just absolute soon-to-be classics. Talk about the orange barrels jerseys that were pretty popular. Now the tenderloins made their way to the spotlight. 1-2, swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Tassin fooled Mendoza. Back-to-back K's for the right-hander to end the sixth, just like he did in the fifth. Chiefs go down in order this time, though. No runs to show. And it's still 5-3 as we go to the seventh on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Top of the Whitecaps order due in the top of the seventh. Daniel Cabrera, Elizir Alfonso, Jake Holton. Leonardo Taveras back to work. Came on in relief for Wilfredo Pereira, who worked through five innings. So second full frame for the right-hander Taveras out of the pen tonight. Trying to hold this game at 5-3 and give his guys a chance down the stretch to tie and hopefully potentially win as he drops in a strike on the inside corner. Nothing at one to start Cabrera. RBI ground out his last time in the fourth. Other than that, 0-2 with a pair of ground outs. Here's the 0-1. Sends a worm burner on the ground to second base here. Scooped up by Hernandez and fires in plenty of time. One gone in the top of the seventh for Elizir Alfonso now. Couple of walks, a base hit, and a run scored for the Whitecaps catcher tonight. First time we've seen him in this series, and he's made a big impact. Another obscurity about the way that Alfonso was slotted into the lineup tonight. We'll get to that after the first pitch of the at-bat, which is down in the dirt for a ball. You don't usually see a catcher hit anywhere above the cleanup spot in a lineup, typically. 1-0 pitch, misses down and in, almost the same exact spot, 2-0. 1-3 spots usually designed for guys that can get on base with some speed, right? And then you set up the middle of the order with your power hitters. 2-0, fastball bites the corner, 2-1. But for Alfonso, he's a guy that he can really work his walks and stay patient, get on base, wait for his pitch. 2-1, breaking ball off the end of the bat. Rolls it foul toward the Whitecap dugout, 2-2, the count evens. Interesting strategy from Brian Pena, who was formerly a catcher himself. He certainly knows what guys like Alfonso can be capable of. 2-2, just able to get a piece as he chops it up the first baseline. It'll stay foul, and the count will hold it 2-2. Alfonso, not a guy that gets a ton of playing time with West Michigan, but when he does, on nights like tonight, he makes the most of it. Taveras trying to put him away. Count 2-2. The pitch home. Fastball on the ground to the left of second base. The shortstop Mendoza's there to scoop it up. Low throw and a nice pick from Jones on the back play, back end of the play for the second out. I'm going to bring up Jake Holton. Peoria infield was a little bit shifted there. Mendoza right place, right time, and teammate able to save an error for him. Here's Holton 0-2, hit by a pitch and came across to score one of the five West Michigan runs. Takes a fastball up and in, 1-0. 97 from Taveras there. Really letting it fly. Right-hander ready, kicks and fires. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball that misses downstairs. 2-0. Antonini needs a minute and wants to have a word with Taveras. May have been crossed up a little bit on that pitch. Two balls and no strikes, the count to Holton. Peoria staff trying to make it three consecutive 1-2-3 frames against this Whitecaps offense. Pereira struck out the side in his final inning in the fifth. Taveras got him in order in the sixth. This pitch on the ground towards short and into center, a base hit. Mendoza couldn't get the glove down in time. It rolls into center field as Antico scoops it up. two-out base knock for Holton to keep the inning going for Brian Packard now. Seventh hit of the ball game for West Michigan. Packard's got an RBI hit tonight. Popped up to shortstop, struck out in the fifth. But sandwiched in between that, run scoring hit. Tavares ready, first pitch showing bunt as Packard pulls it back on a pitch down and away. 1-0. Cody mentioned earlier on in the broadcast, the big club is in Boston. They had a night out at the NBA Finals last night as 1-0 pitch missed down and in. They got to watch the Golden State Warriors capture the NBA championship. 2-0. They trail 4-1 to the Red Sox at Fenway tonight. That game in the bottom of the seventh. 2-0. Another breaker. That one finds its mark at the top of the zone. Two balls and a strike. Holton a short lead off the bag at first, held on by Jones. 2-1 from the right. He slide steps this one. Jack to right field. Way back there. This ball is gone. Bryant Packard touch them all. His third home run of the year. And that pushes the Whitecaps lead back out to 4-7-3. That ball got out in a hurry. The right fielder able to send one out to right. That brings home a pair. RBI 16 and 17 for him. Well, that two-out hit coming back to bite Tavares. As now here's Josh Crouch. First pitch to him, a fastball that missed in. One ball, no strikes. So that one hurts. Breaking ball, missed outside. Two balls, no strikes. Some stirring starting to go on in the Peoria bullpen now as a couple of sweatshirts come off and perhaps some throwing to follow. 2-0. Tapped at the dish. 2-1. And for Tavares, that's just the seventh and eighth earned runs that he's allowed this year. Something that we haven't been accustomed to seeing from him. Here's a 2-1. High fly ball into right center field. Chasing back Ju toward the track, but he's had some room to make the catch. And that will end the inning. But message sent with a two-run jack from Brian Packard. Brings home a pair, and it stretches the Whitecaps lead out to 4-7-3. Time to stretch from Dozer Park here in downtown Peoria. Whitecaps on top by four on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Cody Schindler back with you as we get ready to go here in the bottom of the seventh. Leonard Taveras is on the verge of two scoreless out of the pen before a ringing two-run homer from Bryant Packard made it 7-3 Whitecaps. Here's a first pitch swing and a base hit through the hole on the left side for Noah Mendlinger. He greets Jared Toby rather rudely. Leadoff single gets the chase started. Toby on via our Julie call to the pen. Let's give you the numbers on Toby. Where's number 16? Toby on the year. He's 0-1 with a 1-5-0. This will be his seventh appearance, all in relief. Six innings, six hits, two runs, one earned, six walks to 4K. That's been the only blemish for him so far. First pitch to Tommy Jew, missed away for ball one. Chiefs rallied last night. They trailed five runs early. Came back to win 13-9. Can they do it this evening, trailing four? 1-0 offering misses away. Two balls and no strikes. Right-hander up and throwing in the Whitecaps pen. I'll tell you what, Brian Pena, he manages that pen like big league team, right? He's always got somebody up. 2-0 swing and a foul right side off the bat of Jukes, 2-1. Tommy doubled and scored back in the fifth. Chiefs trailed 5-0 in this one as well. Made it 5-3 before that Packard home run. Toby to the plate. Jew swings and misses in the count 2-2. A picturesque sunset forming here in downtown Peoria. Is this a top five night? This might have top five night written all over it. Jew spoils one foul off the end of the bat. We'll try again. Not too warm, not too cool, not a cloud in the sky, and it's kickoff to a Father's Day weekend. That's how you draw it up. Chiefs win would be the icing on the cake. Another 2-2 from Toby, again fouled off. That one got a big piece of the plate umpire Nathan Diedrich, who was taking some punishment back there tonight, no doubt about it, as well as some questioning from Peoria skipper Patrick Anderson. They had a long discussion in between innings back in the fourth. Conversation that featured plenty of gesturing as well. Mendlinger the runner at first. Jew putting up a good battle here. Next pitch from Toby. Cut on and missed. Left-hander wins the battle. Jew strikes out for the second time tonight with one away. Here's Mike Antico. On one out for the Chiefs center fielder. First pitch is fouled directly over our heads. Toby gets ahead with strike one. Seven runs, eight hits, no errors for the Whitecaps. Three runs, six hits, no errors for the Chiefs. Playing as the Peoria Pork Tenderloins tonight. There's a squibber off the end of the bat. Almost foul, third baseline. Nifty little backhand play by Cruz. He ran it down in foul territory, but if I'm Cruz, I'm conserving my energy. Two strikes. Toby to the plate. Look out. Ran up and in, nearly hit Antico. 1-2. How familiar are you with the history of the pork tenderloin, by the way? We did some deep digging this afternoon. And Tico Fowles, a 1-2 pitch back. There's an article that tells you all about it from Iowa Magazine. Now, there's certainly some gray area here, which is right up my alley. There goes Menlinger. The pitch is a jam shot grounder towards first. Murr gloves and steps on the back. Two down. Being assisted if you're scoring at home. Now, some folks, particularly Iowans, will try to claim the pork tenderloin, and they'll say that it started in Cedar Rapids, in some of the Czech neighborhoods. But there's some evidence that would suggest it actually began in 1904 in the state of Indiana. Eichenborn fouls away. I don't know what evidence exactly, but there is evidence to suggest that a push cart operator by the name of Nicholas Freinstein in Huntington, Indiana, invented the pork tenderloin. One delivery missed down and in. We'll get a new baseball. The original idea was to bring the German Wiener Schnitzel to the masses. I think I said that right. Wiener Schnitzel? That's a word you don't want to mess up. 1-1 pitch misses high and away. 2-1. We're not going to repeat it, just in case. But back in the day, it was generally served on a plate without a bun and then covered in gravy, which, according to the article here, made it less portable. I understand that. Hard to carry around a plate with piping hot white gravy. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Awkward hack and a miss by Reichenborn. It's 2-2. And while, yes, this original version was breaded and fried, the meat inside was veal. And that did not appeal to us Midwesterners. So, Freinstein substituted pork. It was so popular, he opened a restaurant in 1908 called Nick's Kitchen. Reichenborn fouls away right side. We'll try yet again. The count remains 2-2. And David Stovall, a pork tenderloin historian, according to this article, says that there is no written record of a pork tenderloin sandwich that predates 1908, Nick's Kitchen in Huntington, Indiana. Toby's 2-2. He gets a wave and a miss. Strike three call. Although now, as we've become more civilized, Illinois, Iowa, and Indiana sometimes referred to as the pork tenderloin corridor. Everybody's a winner at the end of the day. We go to the eighth. Gianluca Delatri is on. We'll have another Julie call to the pen when we return. West Michigan looking to secure at least a series split with a win tonight. Up 7-3 on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. Taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight.
adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Gianluca Dellatri in for Peoria. He's 0-2, an ERA of 1. 9 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, only one of them earned. 4 walks to 10 Ks. Enters at the Chiefs trailing 4 here in the 8th. Austin Murr, the first man to greet him. The first pitch misses down and in. Athletic stop by Antonini to keep it in front. 1-0. Latry from Wall, New Jersey. It's a swing and a pop-up. Foul ground left side towards the bullpen. It actually lands on the left field berm. Count 1-1. To finish the thought on pork tenderloins, the article, again, you can find it, Iowa Magazine, John Yates, the author, deep dive on his love of tenderloins. If you haven't had one, you should. They're oftentimes oversized. Smurf puts a charge into one in the left center, but it hangs up for Antico, one out. There's a place in Peoria. Serves them on a pizza platter. It gives you an idea of how big the pork tenderloin is here in the Midwest. One away for Cruz. Our assistant GM, Gary Olson, chimes in as a native Iowan. He did not take too kindly to my slander. Cruz, the batter, he shows bunt, taps it foul, nothing and one. He said the pork tenderloin did indeed start in Iowa. Don't believe those folks over there in Indiana. Watch out for those Indiana natives. They're sneaky over there. He says empty one away, the 0-1. Strike called on the inside edge. Good frame job by Antonini. Count 0-2. Dellatri peers in. Antonini wants this pitch up. They go up and in, this time too far in. 1-2 the count. Dellatri been really good in a Chiefs uniform. We got a brief look at him last year before an injury ended his season. 1-2 slider in the dirt makes it 2-2. He has quite the background. Basically, he had to play sports. Of course, that's not entirely true, but you hear about the accolades from his family. It's pretty impressive. Here's a sharply hit grounder in the left. A knock for Cruz, his second hit and third reach tonight. Corey Joyce, right-handed swinging shortstop, will be the next to bat. Dellatri's father, Rich. Now, this is pretty cool. He spent 30 seasons as the first full-time strength and conditioning coach in the NBA. He was the first one to break through. And, of course, nowadays, that position so coveted, and every team and organization has multiple folks in that realm. Lisa waving a miss to begin his AB. It's nothing and one. But Rich Dellatri was the first in the NBA. His mother, Elvie, also a basketball background. She played for the Italian national team. They tap her back to the mound. Dellatri fields, throws to second for one. Over to first, it's late. Pretty impressive play by Mendoza. That throw was behind him. Able to get at least one out on the play. be up to Carlos Mendoza to extend this eighth inning. Now, Luca also has a brother that plays college ball at Old Dominion. The Monarchs. Also a country music fan, Old Dominion. Number nine batter Mendoza bats from the left side. He takes high and away for ball one. Wind blowing in at the moment. The ball is really carried to right tonight. Don't often see that here at Dozier Park. 1-0 offering. Strike call. Inside edge. I thought it was perhaps up. And Carlos Mendoza shared my sentiment. But it's 1-1. Whitecaps 7, Chiefs 3. We're in the top of the eighth. Autry, a deep breath, now picks towards first. Runner back in plenty of time. That's Joyce over there. Autry set. There goes Joyce. Pitches line the other way towards the left field corner. It will drop in for a knock. Joyce to third. He'll be held there. Streaking into second. His second extra base hit of the contest, Mendoza. Nice performance from him, making his 2022 high A debut. Two out up rising. Runners at second and third for the leadoff batter, Daniel Cabrera, his fifth AB tonight. He's 0 for 4 with four groundouts. Chiefs trail by four. Feel like if you can get out number three here, you still have a puncher's chance, right? Entry, a first pitch hitter, misses high and away. One ball and no strikes. But anything to the outfield will score a pair. And a six-run lead, that becomes hectic. 1-0 delivery. That one missed high and away yet again. Slider that Delantre didn't have the feel for. It's nothing to two. Hitters count for Cabrera. Entered action tonight at 396. 2-0 and a big swing. Fouled it back. They get two balls and a strike. Two men in scoring position. Two away. 2-1 home. Wave and a miss. Heener got in on the hands of Cabrera. Two balls and two strikes. Delatry, he's a strikeout pitcher, certainly. Love to dial one up here. The 2-2 serve. High for a ball. And we're full. 3-2. In the home half of the eighth, the Chiefs will bring Lott, Jones, and Antonini to the plate. 3, 4, and 5, the slugging part of their order. Lottery set, ready, the payoff, down and in, ball four. Cabrera never flinched at that one. Now Patrick Anderson out to have a word. Nobody throwing in the Chiefs' pen. It's more of a motivational talk, I would assume. And while he heads out there, that gives us a moment to check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard as we go around the Midwest League. Everybody scheduled to play tonight, as per usual, on a June Friday. Dayton and Cedar Rapids. They're trying to beat each other this week as those two teams move closer to clinching their respective divisions. That game in the bottom of the eighth at Perfect Game Field. 3-0 Cedar Rapids on top of Dayton. Other games in progress. South Bend all over Quad Cities tonight. 10-3 in the eighth. Anything else? A final. Great Lakes. They blank Wisconsin 3-0 and hold the Timber Rattlers to just two hits. Fort Wayne 7-2 over Lansing. Beloit rolls Lake County 11-1 at Classic Park. And while we have a moment, tip of the cap to Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, the voice of the Lansing Lugnuts. He got the call to the big leagues this week. Back to our contest. Eliezer Alfonso takes a strike. Count 0-1. Jesse was a part of the A's broadcast crew. Easy for me to say. Were their three-gamer in Boston this week. What a way to spend a week at Fenway Park. Alfonso fouls away left side. It's nothing to two. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. It's one of the most friendly folks in the league. Certainly a guy, if you ever have any questions or want to know more about the industry, some pointers, some advice, feedback, he is your guy. Congratulations, Jesse. Two-strike pitch, line sharply to left. It's going to get down for a knock. This will score at least one. Coming around and tacking on another is Mendoza, and it's 9-3 West Michigan. Alfonso, his fourth reach tonight, second hit. He now has a pair of RBIs to go with it. A fine return for Alfonso, who was not active yesterday. Now Jay Colton an opportunity. He takes up an in ball one. One more note on that Beloit game, by the way. Skycarp 11-1 over Lake County. Cody Morissette, 4-for-6 with 3 home runs. I think he's ready for double A. 1-0 offering a little high, 2-0. There's some action now in the Chiefs' pen. I believe that's Nick Trogerlich-Iverson. Well, it was for a moment. Now Holton, a high fly down the left field line into the corner. Reichenborn goes into a slide, and he couldn't haul it in and foul ground. May have left his feet a step too early. It's treacherous down there in the corner. He just started to run out of real estate. Holton will get another opportunity to count 2-1. Two on, two out. The count 2-1 on Jake Holton. Delatry to the dish. Swing and a ground ball towards the middle of the diamond. The second baseman, Hernandez, gloves. Throws to first in time. What a play. Looked like he was a man without any options. Steady fired a fastball to first and beat Holton by half a step. Inning over, but the Whitecaps create some separation. They score two more and lead it 9-3 as we head to the bottom of the eighth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Call to the pen, Henry Nunez on the right-hander with a six-run cushion. His first pitch misses upstairs to Todd Lott. Lott, Jones, and Anthony, the scheduled Chiefs batters. Give the numbers on Nunez here in just a moment. It's from the wine, 1-0 pitch, a wave and a miss. Now 1-1. Nunez 1-0 with a 2.92. This will be his 10th relief appearance. 12 and one-third innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 7 walks to 12 Ks. It's a swing and a foul here to move it to 1-2. Lott, a walk, a line out, and a punch out. Pitchley 0-2. Here's the next delivery. Look out. Ran up and in, and it got Lott on the hand. Peoria trainer Paden Evelyn out quickly. Just don't have a whole lot of padding up there. Nunez just overcooked that one with two strikes. I get it, you want to go up. A lot of guy with big power. Want to see if maybe he would chase up and out of the zone, but that one ran in. Todd is all right. Paden Evelyn, the head athletic trainer, back in the dugout. We continue on with L.J. Jones. First pitch, a wave and a miss. Count 0-1. Jones extended his on-base streak to 16 games with a first inning single. He's 1-for-3 tonight. He had a 20-plus gamer with Palm Beach last year, August and September. Finished the year strong. One strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and two on LJ. See if he can protect here. 0-2 delivery. A swing and a miss. He's geared up for the heater and didn't see a third one. Jones K's with one away. Here's Aaron Antonini. Aaron scored in the fourth on the Hernandez homer. Hit by a pitch in that inning. Otherwise, a strikeout and a ground out. He offers it the first pitch in this AB and skies it into shallow left. Coming on, the left fielder Holton, who leaves his feet and comes up empty. Everybody safe. Going to be a knock for Antonini. Seventh hit of the game for the Chiefs. Comes Hernandez, who, as we just mentioned, homered back in the fourth. Nunez. Giants. Quick to the play, and his first pitch is a strike. The bottom of the zone, nothing and one. It's a good place to live, and when you can run it up there at 95, good things usually happen. Right-hander, his next pitch. What a pick by the catcher, Alfonso, on a slider that was wayward. One ball and one strike. Nine-3 West Michigan. They've scored in five of their eight innings tonight. Persistent approach this evening and really the entire series. 1-1 pitch missed low. It's now 2-1 on Hernandez. Two balls and one strike. Whitecaps bullpen quiet at the moment. Right-hander home. Again outside. Three balls and one strike. Down six. Obviously you don't want to extend your zone here. Expand your zone. Hernandez can drive one somewhere. A good pass at it, but fouls it away right side. And we're full, 3-2. Something's got to give. Right-hander Nunez peers in. He has his sign from Alfonso. The 3-2. Swing and a line drive, base hit in the left. Lott to third. He'll be waved around. The throw from Holton is cut off, and the Chiefs get one closer. It's 9-4. Hernandez, third ribby of the night. One of the Chiefs' second basemen. Wonder if that sharply hit single will create some action in the Whitecaps' pen. On cue, here comes Dean Stiles, the West Michigan pitching coach. And with that, we can check in yet again with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Go around the big leagues this time. The Cardinals, not their night at Fenway. They trail 6-1 in the top of the ninth. Harrison Bader at the plate, representing the Cardinals' last chance. Elsewhere around the majors, we have five finals, I can't count. Giants 2-0, they blanked the Pirates. Brewers squeaked by the Reds, 5-4 in Cincinnati. Orioles 1-0 over the Rays. The Cubs 1-0 over the Braves. Atlanta was on a two-week winning streak. 14-game winning streak snapped in Chicago. Phillies beat the Nationals 5-3 in Game 1 of a doubleheader. Phillies up 6-5 in the ninth in Game 2. Back to live action in Peoria. Ramon Mendoza takes a slider strike. It's 0-1. Other scorers, Mets 10-3 over the Marlins in the eighth. Yankees 10-3 over the Blue Jays in the eighth. Rangers all over the Tigers 7-0 in the ninth. Astros 5-3 over the White Sox. One, another slider. This one down and away. One ball and one strike. Rockies 6-0 through four. They lead the Padres. Royals 1-0 on top of the A's. D-backs 2-1 over the Twins. Two more games yet to be played tonight. Mendoza takes low, 2-1. Angels at the Mariners, 9:10 Central Time. So 5 minutes from now, the Guardians and the Dodgers 5 minutes from now. Cleveland kind of quietly 500. Might play themselves into a division chase or a wild card chase. Dozer fouls a 2-1 pitch off his front foot. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chiefs with 1 run home in the inning. They now trail 9-4. We're in the bottom of the 8th. One more night game tomorrow, 6:35, first pitch, then a Sunday matinee on Father's Day. Nunez, a 2-2 home. Missed up and in. Those had a duck out of the way, and the count full. Another full count, 3-2. Time called. Doza asked for time. It was granted. Doza, a guy who can play all over the infield. So for 3 tonight with a pair of punch-outs. Chiefs need him on base. He's choked up on the bat. The payoff pitch, outside, ball 4. Nunez put his hands over his head. Safe to say he didn't agree with that call. Mendoza aboard. Hey, all of a sudden, aces are loaded here with one out for Noah Mendlinger. Things that were once looking bleak, perhaps some light shining through. Mendlinger 1-for-3 with a single. He takes low and in, ball 1. Don't look now, but the tying run is in the on-deck circle. Didn't think we'd be saying that 10 or 15 minutes ago. Nunez, the late kick on the 1-0, swinging a ground ball towards first. Murr fires to second. It's in time. The return throw to first is late, and it eludes the pitcher, Nunez. Hernandez trots in as it throw caromed off the dugout railing. 2 runs across, and it's 9-6. Not insignificant. So Mendlinger will get 1 RBI on the fielder's choice. And then Hernandez scores on the error. And now we've got a situation on the mound as the Whitecaps trainer out, Sean McFarland, looking at the right hand of Nunez, who says he's fine. Good enough for Brian Pena, who is halfway out to the mound, but he turns back around. Three runs home in the inning. It's now 9-6. Tommy Jew, the batter. First offering. Slider just missed. 1-0. Brian Pena having some words from that third base dugout. He's fiery all of a sudden. 1-0 pitch, ran up and in, nearly clipped Tommy. 2-0. Regardless of what happens, the Chiefs will give the top of their order an opportunity in the ninth. That's about all he can ask for. 2-0 pitch, right there for a strike call. I get 2-1. Nunez, that's the glove shoulder high. His next pitch off the outside edge, 3-1. How aggressive will Tommy be here? Pitch home. Took something off. Well, speed pitch froze him. Count full 3-2. Runner at first, Menlinger will be on the scoot with the pitch. And now time is called as a baseball skips out of the Whitecaps' pen. Nine, six, West Michigan. Tying run on deck. Here's the payoff pitch to Tommy Jew. It's tapped slowly towards short. Going to be a tough play. Throw to first is late. Murr, the first baseman, sprawls to keep it in front. Menlinger to third on the play after the wicked carom. We had an infield knock for Jew. And advancing to third on the throwing error, Menlinger. Joyce, the shortstop, probably should have put that one in his back pocket. Perhaps a little overzealous. Now Brian Pena out to the mound. He'll take the baseball from his right-hander Nunez and turn to another right-hander. Chiefs have the tying run at the plate here in the bottom of the eighth. Who would have thought? Antica will be the eighth Peoria man to hit when we return. 9-6 West Michigan. Julie Call to the pen on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Is a little more binding here in the bottom of the eighth. Mike Antico, the tying run against 37, Elvis Alvarado, 6'4", 183 from the Dominican Republic. Tigers acquired him in the Rule 5 draft a year ago. First pitch, slider down and in at the shoot tops. 1-0. You know who else is staging a rally? St. Louis Cardinals, down to their last out. It's now 6-4. Verado is 1-0 to Antico. Strike call on the outside edge. Alvarado peers in. Deep breath, and now the 1-1. Antico lines one towards the gap in left center. This will get down and get all the way to the wall. Jew sprinting to third. He has the green light. He scores without a throw. It's a one-run ball game. Two-run double for Mike Antico, and it's 9-8. A five-run eighth inning. Things have gotten tense now, haven't they? Second double for Antico. He now has three ribbies tonight. Couple of West Michigan errors here in the eighth. Open the door for the Chiefs, and now a pinch batter, Osvaldo Tavilan, who's making his high A debut. What a moment this would be, huh? Tavilan hit over 300 with single A Palm Beach. Four homers. He offers it the first pitch and pops it up on the infield. This will not get the job done. Shortstop Joyce puts the mitt on it to end the inning. Chiefs score five times. And we've got a ball game as we go to the ninth. 9-8 Whitecaps on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend. Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Packard, Crouch, and Murr do against Gianluca Delatri. Right-hander's first pitch is a slider over for a strike, nothing and one. Packard was displeased about something, perhaps the pitch clock. I didn't see it. Now the one strike delivery. Another slider, another strike called. It's 0-2. Whitecaps have scored in five of their eight innings. The Chiefs have struggled, put up a goose egg tonight. They need one now more than ever. Delatri, he can rack up the strikeouts in bunches. This is a West Michigan team that rarely punches out. 0-2 pitch, way high. 1-2. 6-5 the final. From Fenway Park, Red Sox hang on against our Cardinals. 1-2, swinging a line drive towards left. It's down for a knock. Bryant Packard, third hit, 12th knock of the game for the Whitecaps. We have not seen a nondescript normal ball game in this series, have we? Always something going on. Five-run eighth. Set the table for some late-inning festivities tonight. Packard aboard, a leadoff single. Here's Josh Crouch. Will he show bunt? He does not. He takes a fastball strike, nothing and one. Entering action tonight, this West Michigan team, they led the league in batting average, OBP, walks taken. They have the second fewest punchouts as a unit, and they're top five in slugging percentage and home runs. That's a well-oiled machine offensively. Pitching, however, has been their downfall. Third highest team ERA, second fewest punchouts. Goes Packer. The pitch is high for a ball. The throw down to second. Did Hernandez hold on? He did not. Couldn't glove it cleanly. He tried to pick and tag at the same time, and if he did so successfully, I think he may have had Packard at second instead. It's a stolen base. They'll have three chances to bring home an insurance run. 1-1, the count on Crouch. The next pitch. Wade and a miss. Some high cheese. 1-2. Nine, eight, the score. West Michigan by a penny. The 1-2. Crouch skies down the right field line. This will slice foul and out of play. It'll be a race of youngsters trying to track down that foul ball. Lottery peers in as a right-hander warms in the Chiefs pen. Now time called. I think it was Antonini, the catcher, who asked for time. By the way, one more note on that Red Sox win with the Cardinals. Micah Wacha. That's right, Michael Wacha, the winning pitcher. Swinging a high chopper towards third. Menlinger looks the runner back, throws to first, and Jones able to keep his foot on the bag. Nearly had to climb the ladder for that one, but did maintain contact with the pillow. One out for Austin Murr. Murr singled and scored in the second. Otherwise quiet. A fly out, a strikeout, and a fly out. Delatry to the plate. Packard at a running start towards third, and they got him. What a throw by Antonini. I thought that was a foregone conclusion. Packard had a running lead, and Antonini erased him with a strong throw. Wow, what a play. Remember that one. Two outs. The pitch was a ball. Now the 1-0 to Murr. And Delatry caught a cleat. Lost his footing. No pitch with the bases empty. Nothing will come of that other than perhaps a chuckle from his teammates. So still 1-0. Infield playing relatively straight up. Next pitch home. Fastball just missed. Perhaps up, perhaps off. 2-0. Look, obviously, the thought process of stealing third there, right? You force the Chiefs to bring their infield in. Lottery gets back in the count with a strike called. So many ways you can score a run. A fly ball, then he depth to it, scores a run. But, of course, the other side of the coin, runner gets thrown out, who's already in scoring position. 2-1 slide ball. Back doors for a strike. 2-2. Delatry looking to get that sometimes elusive zero. 2-2 pitch. Foul tipped into the net for strike three. Gianluca Delatry does his job. Pitches a scoreless top of the ninth. We go to the bottom half. Chiefs need one to keep playing, two to send them home, and they'll have 3, 4, and 5 do. Keep it right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Lott, Jones, Antonini. Same trio that led off the eighth will lead off tonight. 9-8 West Michigan. Elvis Alvarado will look to slam the door on a late Chiefs rally. Alvarado ready to go. His first pitch to Lott just outside for ball one. Alvarado can run it up there. 99 with that heater. You would think he'll flirt with triple digits in this inning. 1-0 swing and a foul back off the bat of Lott. Now 1-1. Lott was hit by a pitch and scored in that 5-run eighth. From the wind, the 1-1. Lott grounds it softly towards short. Joyce Fields, his throw to first in the dirt, but what a pick. For out number one, that's Jake Holton over there at first. So Holton from left to first, and Murr is now in left. So they switch spots for the ninth inning. With one out, here's L.J. Jones. He grounds the first pitch towards the middle of the diamond. Joyce's second opportunity. That was a strike to first, two down. Couple of 6-3 groundouts. All of a sudden, the Chiefs down to their last out. Here's Aaron Antonini. Field shaded towards the right side. Third baseman playing where the shortstop normally would be. Antonini fouls straight back. Count 0-1. Nine-8 Whitecaps. They try to hang on. Take game four this evening. One strike pitch. Antonini deep to left field, but it's going to stay in the yard. As Murr hauls it in on the track to end the ball game. Antonini gave it a ride the other way. Came up just short a bid for his seventh home run, and the Whitecaps do indeed hang on, 9-8 the final. The Chiefs with a five-run eighth made things interesting, but come up just short tonight. The Whitecaps have taken three of the first four, and they have secured at least a split in this series. With the win, the Whitecaps improve to 29-32, back to three games under 500. The Chiefs fall to 26-35 with the loss. 9-8 the final. That does it for me. Brendan Howe, we'll have the postgame show when we return. Cody Schindler saying goodnight from Dozer Park here in downtown Peoria. Enjoy the rest of your Friday evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Brendan Howe, postgame show next. He'll put a bow on this one, a 9-8 West Michigan win. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs streaming network, your home for Peoria Chiefs baseball.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Was a nail-biter down the stretch. The Chiefs gave it a run, but they came up just a little bit short of the finish line. A final of 9-8 tonight in Game 4 of this six-game series. The Whitecaps take it a final of 9-8. We'll give you the final line score before we jump into how the action went down tonight. 9 runs on 12 hits and 2 errors for West Michigan for the Chiefs. 8 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. We start in the third inning with the Whitecaps at the dish. It was a RBI 3 and assisted ground out, and then a RBI triple from Carlos Mendoza that started the scoring for the Whitecaps. They had already gotten one in the second inning. That made it a 3-0 ball game before they jumped down to a 5-0 lead at the top of the fourth inning. And then fast forward, a little bit of a technical difficulty there. We apologize for that. Microphone came disconnected for a moment. Back in order restored now. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Chiefs scored for the first time after a hit by pitch set up Francisco Hernandez for an opportunity to drive a ball over the wall in right center field for his third home run of the season. That made it a 5-2 game and added a little bit of intrigue in the bottom of the fifth to the Chiefs after a Mike Antico RBI double to the wall in left center field. Made it a 2-run deficit before West Michigan would strike back in the seventh a couple of innings later. It was Bryant Packard with his third home run of the year and first of the series to make it a 7-3 game. And then it would be another Whitecaps inning in which they put up a pair of runs. It was Elizier Alfonso, with a 2-RBI base hit in the eighth inning. That made it a 9-3 game, and it appeared as if it would be out of reach for the Chiefs and a little bit too much to overcome, but they came back with a vengeance in the bottom of the eighth. They scored 5 times. They brought 9 men to hit. An RBI knock from Francisco Hernandez. A couple of errors allowed some more men to reach. Noah Mendlinger reached on a couple of errors in that inning. He advanced to first base off of fielder's choice, and a throwing error got him to second base, followed by another throwing error later in the inning that allowed him to scamper over to third. Tommy Jew with a base hit before Mike Antico once again stepped up to the plate. It was another double. He drove home 2 in that at bat. Chiefs would score 5 times to make it a 9-8 ball game, but they would go down in order in the ninth inning after Aaron Antonini came up with 2 outs. He gave the last one a ride out to deep left field, but was caught on the warning track by Jake Holton to end the ball game, and it would go final at 9-8. We jump over to the box score. First for Peoria, Antico with a couple of hits. Tyler Rankinborn chipped in with one. He was later relieved by Osvaldo Tavalin, who's been in town for about 5 hours today. He was called up from Low A Palm Beach last night. He had a flight that got canceled last night, and then he had to wait in the airport this morning before getting on a flight to Peoria this afternoon. Got into town around 4:30 and was not expecting to suit up tonight, but they got him a uniform and they got him in at bat late in the ball game, and then he would be subbed in defensively from there. LJ Jones with a base hit, Aaron Antonini with one as well, Francisco Hernandez with a two-hit ball game, Noah Menlinger chipping in with a knock, and Tommy Jew a 2-for-4 effort tonight as well, part of a 10-hit, 8-run showing from Peoria tonight, but they came up just a little bit short. Pitching-wise, it was Wilfredo Pereira who was roughed up a bit, something we haven't seen in a start from him this season. He gave up 5 runs on 6 hits over 5 innings, walking 3 and striking out 4. Leonardo Taveras came in out of the bullpen to follow. 2 runs on 2 hits surrendered for that right-hander. And Gianluca Dellatri, 2 runs in 2 innings on 4 hits, a walk and a strikeout for him as well. We flip it over to West Michigan. This bunch, they just continue to swing the bats as well as anybody in the Midwest League. 7 of their 9 starters had hits, and 4 of them had a multi-hit ball game. Those members were Eliezer Alfonso, Bryant Packard, who had the home run. He had a 3-for-5 night. If you had to pick a player of the game, he probably stands out. Trey Cruz with a pair of hits. And Carlos Mendoza, the first time we saw him in the series, he had a 2-hit game as well. Pitching-wise for the Whitecaps, it was the starter Brant Herter who made his high A debut tonight. He had 2 runs over 4 innings, allowing 3 hits, a walk, and 7 Ks. And if you're Herter, you've got to be feeling pretty good about yourself coming up from Low A Lakeland to the ballpark here in Peoria tonight and pitching the way that he did, keeping his team in the game and allowing them to come out with a 9-8 victory. West Michigan has taken 3 of 4 thus far this week. We have another ball game coming your way tomorrow. First pitch set for 6:35 right here at Dozer Park, as Peoria is expected to hand the ball to John Beller tomorrow for a Saturday evening contest. We have postgame fireworks tomorrow, if you can come out to the ballpark and join us for that. And then followed by a Father's Day matinee on Sunday. This ball game was played in front of 1,502 spectators on this June the 17th. The ball game lasted 2 hours and 57 minutes, with West Michigan earning a 9-8 win. We'll give you the final line one more time before we head out. West Michigan, 9 runs on 12 hits and 2 errors for Peoria, 8 runs, 10 hits and no errors, as they fall just a bit short of what would have been one heck of a comeback story here tonight. That'll do it for us. For the entire Chiefs media staff, for Cody Schindler, my name is Brendan Howe, saying thank you for tuning in from wherever you may have joined us from here tonight. And we'll talk to you tomorrow for pregame starting at 6:20 right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.